So let's finish up the Gemara here on Dalet. We're not finishing off, but the Gemara here on Dav Dalet Omid Aleph. We're in the middle of discussing. So the Gemara says here that Hamaskir, this boy me name Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Hamaskir Bais L'Chaveiro Be'arba Asar. If a person rents out a home on the 14th, in other words, the transition of the masker and the socher takes place during the day in which there, or during the evening or the day in which there is the chiyuv of bedikas chametz. The question is, al mi livdok? Who has the obligation of bedika? You have two options, right? The masker, the socher. So the Gemara says, al masker livdok de chamira didehu. So it sounds like it's a straight up chakira. Who is responsible for bedika? The owner of the chametz or the owner of the home? That the owner of the chametz is the maskir, that seems like a dabar pashut. I mean, he is the owner of the chametz. If there's going to be, you know, some different perspective on that, we'll have to explain it. We will in a minute. The second point, which is that the, I guess, address for the Rishus is the Socher, that's a much bigger assumption. That's not so simple at all. After all, just think of any Masker Socher. Again, we put some time into this last week, and we're just going to sum it up in a minute. But even without having discussed some of the evidence last week, it seems obvious that there's a clash between a masker and a socher, and that it's not abundantly evident who is the primary owner of the property, even temporarily, because the masker, the landlord, if you will, is somebody who really owns the property in a bigger way. And, you know, he will once again in the future take possession of it. He has a history with it. And the socher, of course, is the present resident of the property. You know, think of a landlord. I'm not saying it's exactly the same, but a landlord, you know, and a tenant. Like, whose home is it? So the fact that the Gemara assumes here that the socher is the address for the home is not such a davar pasha. Okay? Even less so once you investigate the halacha's complex view on this matter, which we'll get back to in just a minute. So that's, you know, that's debatable. We'll get back to that. Either way, the Gemara then makes things even more complicated. Even before we get to this point, it's complicated because of, in addition to what I just said, so far I'm just, you know, reiterating things we've seen, but it's complicated for another reason too. And that is, we are familiar with the debate between Rashi and Tosas on Dav Beis Amud Aleph, where Rashi says that Bedika is connected to Bayi Rabbi Yimatzei, and Tosas says it's connected to Shema Yireh Chametz V'Yochal. So you would think that that argument between Rashi and Tosas should Gufa determine whether we care about the owner of the Chametz, or whether we care about the possessor of the property. Because according to Rashi, everything depends on Bal Yiroah. One would have thought that Bal Yiroah depends on who owns the chametz, right? On the other hand, if we're worried about, oh, on Pesach, all of a sudden, you're going to discover some chametz, and you're going to forget or be tempted, and you're going to eat it. So that always depends on who is living in the property. So how can the Gemara have a suffek Ala socher ala maskir, whether it depends on chamira didei or on reshusa didei, that should be pashut one way or another. According to Rashi, it should be pashut that ala maskir. According to Tosas, it should be pashut that it's ala socher. But that's, you know, it's not pashut either way, and that's not even, neither of them are the maskana of the Gemara exactly either. So this is the second big problem. The third big problem, as we've discussed, is the Hemshecha Gemara. Gemara says, Toshma, I'm sorry. Yeah. Toshma, Hamasker buys the Chavero, ala socher lasos lo mezuzah. If a person rents a home to someone else, the socher has the obligation to put up the mezuzah. So the Gemara thought that that is comparable, parallel, and therefore proof for our safek. We're not sure who has the chiyuv bedikah, the masker, the socher. Why don't we look to mezuzah? There are two candidates, the masker and the socher, and we paskin that it's ala socher. That's the Gemara's suggestion. The problem with that is our safek in the Gemara revolves around chamira didei versus rishus didei. What is koveya? Ownership of the end of the chametz or the rishus. You don't have anything comparable, seemingly, to ownership of the chametz in the mezuzah case. There, before the Gemara rejects it for the reason that we'll get to in a second, the Gemara exclusively thought that the problem is a problem of chovas habayis, meaning who is responsible for home obligations, the bigger owner or the functional resident owner? So the Gemara says mezuzah, because that's all dependent upon the owner of the venue. If it was only dependent on the owner of the venue, it sounds like we would have known about Bedikas Chametz Merosh. We wouldn't have had any problem with it. It's only because of the other factor of Chamira Didei. Where's the equivalent of Chamira Didei in mezuzah? So from a logic point of view, you can't bring a proof to something which is totally different. If there's, you know, two sides to a debate on an issue, you can't prove it from an example in which there's only one side of the debate, right? That just defies, you know, the elemental rules of logic. So we have lots of problems in reading the Shakla Vatari of the Gemara. Then finally, what does the Gemara answer here? First of all, the Gemara says mezuzah is not a good example, but for a different reason. The Gemara says, Hosama Amar Rav Misharshia, mezuzah chovas adorhi. But hocha, my. The Gemara says, mezuzah is not a good example for a different reason, not because it's lacking the other side of the coin, the chamira didei equivalent. It's not a good example because you thought it was a chovas habayis. It's not. It's a chovas ador. So the chovas ador is always on the socher. Okay? That is... That is the Gemara. Then the Gemara's final conclusion is as follows. The Gemara says, Omer lehu Rav Nachman Yitzchak Tnina, Hamasker Bayis Lechavero, Imad Shalomasa Lamavtechos, Cholar Ba'asar, Alamasker Livdok, Imishamasa Lamavtechos, Cholar Ba'asar, Alasocher Livdok. So the Gemara's conclusion is that who is obligated to do the Bedika, the Maskir or the Socher? The answer is the person who's holding the keys, you know, at the beginning of the onset of your Dalid. Okay, so that is the Maskana of the Gemara. That also raises all sorts of questions. But that's a kind of a separate subtopic. So we're going to hold off on that, you know, for a moment. Let's do the first issue first. We're in the middle of the first issue already. Let's finish off the first issue, and then we'll discuss Mesiras HaMavtech and why that helps. Okay. So as far as the first issue is concerned and all the problems that we encountered, there are definitely different approaches that one could take. The approach that we began with last time, I'm going to try to discuss that first, is that really, since the Gemara compares it to mezuzah, and mezuzah, the Gemara thought, was a chovas habayis, and there's no other side in mezuzah, it must be that we should reassess what role chamira didei plays. Because in the simple reading of the Gemara, it's ownership of the chametz versus ownership of the house. But that doesn't make sense. In the continuation, it also doesn't make so much sense given the Rashi, Tosas, and everything else. It also doesn't make so much sense, as we said, because the assumption that there's only one obvious owner of the property, when really there's always a clash between masker and socher, is a problem. So what I wanted to say the last week, and I want to pick up with now again, is that maybe there's another way to read the Gemara, and that is as follows. In Shas, in the Halacha, the relationship between Masker and Socher is complicated. And I'm not going to repeat all the Gemaras because we read them last week, but just to summarize, when it comes to Ona'a, for example, right, the Torah applies the din of Ona'a that you're not allowed to overcharge, right, that there's a sixth range. When it comes to, you know, acquisitions, not real estate, but mobilia, if you overcharge in either direction more than a sixth, then that's mekachtos. If it's exactly a sixth, then you have to compensate that amount of money. If it's less than a sixth, that is considered either mechila or the price range. Some Gemaras call it mechila. There's evidence that the Rambam thinks doesn't really mean mechila. It means the price range. In a capitalistic society, there's a price range. But while the, you know, halacha is sympathetic to capitalism and to the right, you know, of entrepreneurial activity, and it is, in the end of the day, that is not unconstrained. So if you're going to overcharge more or sixth or more, there are consequences. And more than a sixth, the consequence is mekachtos. Why am I telling you this? That's the background. The question is, in Schirus, is there a comparable din of Ona? Since the Gemara speaks about Ona in the context of Mechira, can you assume that it applies equally to Ona? I'm sorry, to Schirus, if it speaks about it in Mechira. So the Gemara in Bab Metzia, as we saw, says, you know, is medayik from a double lashon of Memkar. The Gemara seems to say that Schirus is Mechira Lizman Katsuv. Schirus being Mechira Lizman Katsuv is a way of saying Schirus may look like a different category of transaction, but in fact, it is just a more limited sale, right? It's a sale that is restricted in time. Wow. And therefore, there's Ona. However, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah speaks about a whole bunch of things. We read it last week, right? If you rent or lend an animal to a non-Jew, is it a problem for him to work it on Shabbos in terms of Shvisas Behema? If you rent a property to a non-Jew, is his bringing Avodah Zarah on the premises a problem for you of, you know, Toeva B'toch Pesacha? Whose property is it with regard to Avodah Zarah? If you rent an animal from a Kohen, or he rents an animal from Israel, right, can that animal be fed Karshine Truma, which can only be fed to the animal of a Kohen? Whose animal is the rented animal really? The Socher or the Masker? And so on. So basically, the Gemara seems to say, at the end of that Gemara, that fundamentally, Schirus Lokanya, with some exceptions. The Gemara said in Bab Metzia, regarding Ona, that Schirus is Mechira Lizman Katsu. That seems to be a stira. So the Rambam, in Hilchos Mechira, and all over the place, frankly, a bunch of Rambams, the Rambam very much likes the expression Schirus Mechira Liyome, or Schirus Mechira Lizman Katsuv. He even inserts it where he doesn't need to. When somebody, you know, invokes a formulation unnecessarily, it means that they are, you know, enamored with it. He thinks it's true, so why not quote it? Okay? So that is the view of the Rambam. Rambam seems to, what does he do with the Gemara and Avodah Zarah? We'll get that in a minute. Not generally, we'll speak generally about it. Tosas, on the other hand, in many places in Shas, Avodah Zarah, Bab Metzia, other places, Tosas takes the view that when the Gemara says about Ona that Schirus is Mechira Liyomei, it's really lav dafka. Don't take it so seriously. It really means that there's a special Gzeres HaKasuv regarding Ona that we treat it like Mechira. But really, 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 the norm is defined by the Gemara Avodah Zarah that says Schirus lo kanya. Of course, between those two views, especially since there's contradictory and conflicting halachic evidence, even the maskana, right? It could be that the situation is a little more complicated. Instead of saying that there's a debate, and then there's a further argument regarding that debate, whether or not tzchirus is considered kinyan liyomei, or not at all, the greater likelihood is that it's complicated. Meaning, anything having to do with the plant, anything having to do, you know, with the long-term status of the property, the object, whatever it is, belongs to the maskir. And anything related to, you know, usage or ownership over usage, meaning the plant or the chefza, the be'en, vis-a-vis its temporary usage, that actually belongs to socher. You could say schirus is nothing more than kinyone tashmishin. That means it's not mechira at all. You could say that it's mechira lizman katsuv, and the past and the future and all those things don't matter, or their technicalities. You know, you can't do certain things to the property that are going to destroy the plant because it's obviated by the future return of the maskir, but it isn't really a problem in the ownership of the socher. It's just an implicit limitation in his, you know, rights to implement. It looks like a limit in his ownership, but it really isn't. And indeed, maybe for the Rambam and for Tosis, those are correct, extreme perspectives. But for the evidence of the Gemara and for some Rishonim, I think even for the Rambam, maybe the question is more complicated, as we said. Meaning, the Masker and Socher are both owners in different respects. Anything having to do with the past, the future, the, you know, objective property is the Maskers. And anything having to do with the present and with vis-a-vis Tashmishim, even if we're not talking Kinyan Tashmishim, Bailus Legabe Tashmishim, Bailus L'inyan HaChefetz Legabe Tashmishim, all that is the Socher's. So this is what I was trying to explain about the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Kuf Aleph, points out that there, you know, if something happens in the property, whose responsibility is it? Like, when can you call the super? And when do you have to take care of it on your own? Simple question, right? You call the super, he doesn't usually come. So, you know, if it's not his responsibility, there's no point wasting your time. But even when it's his responsibility, you know, it's not so simple. But the point is, the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara, they have criteria, like which things, you know, which yes, which not. Maisa uman, things like that. So most Rishonim of the opinion, it's all like an open contract. You know, everybody's reading everybody's mind. Like, what is a custom in society? Like, you know, what's the implicit agreement? The umdana. And even if it's not explicated, it usually isn't implicit, right? But, you know, there's a certain kind of Torah Shebaal Peh, if you will, over contractual obligations. However, some of the Rishonim, like Rabbi Yonasan and Akoyim Milonil, they don't say it that way. They say, like, things like Maisa, oh, if it's a Maisa Uman, belongs to the Maskir. He says, oh, because that belongs to the plant. That's a long-term thing. The bailus of the plant as a long-term thing, that's the maskir. It's only, you know, things that have to do with the functionality of living there or the short-term that the socher is a bailin. Interesting formulation. That would explain a lot of the mixed evidence. Oh, how does that help us here? So this is how I want to explain a potential way to explain, to read the Gemara. And it's all, if it's true, it solves all the problems, which is a good, you know, result. I'll leave it to you to decide whether it's possibly true. This is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says you have a masker and a socher, right, in a home, and the change takes place on your dalet. And the question is, who has the chiyuv bdika? So the Gemara says, maybe really what the Gemara is after is the following. Who is the bailam of the Rishus? Maybe Bidika depends on the Rishus. Why should Bidika depend on the Rishus? I'm going to discuss that a little more in a minute. For a bunch of reasons, maybe. Okay, number one, if you say what Tosa says on the base of an Aleph, which is that the problem of Bedika is Shema Yimatze Chametz Biyochal, so it should depend on the owner of the Rishus. I'm not talking about Balyura for the moment. Okay? That's number one. Number two, we discussed a couple of weeks ago the possibility that the Chiyuv of Bedika is a Chiyuv in the bias. And part of the obligation is to make sure that the bias is baduk, right? That it's a makom shepanui min hachametz. And I mentioned the Shibali Aleket, right? Who says that, you know, sometimes the language of, you know, Tashbisu, and Bior rather, I'm sorry, is a language of Pinui. Biarti hakodesh min habayis, which say with regard to vidui maestros. You don't destroy them. You took them out of your rishus. You made your rishus a zone which is no longer, you know, in which there's no longer, you know, maestros. So if Bdikas Chametz is about transforming your rishus into a chametz-free zone, maybe it depends on who owns the zone. In that sense, both of these two points, right, whether it's Shemi Matze Chametz V'Yochal, or if it's the Chovas Bdikas Abayis, Hamakom, both of these commend the owner of the rishus. But mostly you would think that that would split them from the question of Bayiro Bayimatze. But our Gemara isn't really about Bayiro Bayimatze, at least not explicitly. It's about Bedika. We'll get to the Bayiro in a minute. There is a third possibility of why maybe it should depend on the, you know, person who owns the venue, even if it is connected to Bayiro. If you assume that Bayiro depends not on Bailos of the Ben, but on the Rishus. Is that even possible? We'll see soon that it is. It's not the majority view, but it is a view. And it's a pretty prominent view. Some of the Chachmei Provence think that the owner of the Rishus is a big factor. Alongside the owner of the Ben, according to Rabbeinu David, Ram Chalava, the Meiri, we'll see in a moment. Both of them matter, the owner of the Chametz and the owner of the Rishus. Or maybe even more so the owner of the Rishus. That is the view of some of the Achronim as well. We'll get to it in just a minute. So if for any reason the owner of the Rishus is really the Koveya for Bedika, so what's the Safek of the Gemara? Oh, the suffix of the Gemara is, who is the real owner of the Rishus when it comes to Bedikas Chametz, which depends on Rishus? The Maskir or the Socher? Ah, but the Gemara says that one half of the suffix is that the Maskir is the owner of the Ben. The answer is, maybe that is a factor that goes into determining, right, who is the proper owner of the venue of the makom vis-a-vis Bedikas Chametz. Meaning, just as I said a couple of moments ago, who owns the rishus? It's complicated. The maskir in some things and the socher in other things. So what the Gemara is saying is as follows. Who owns the rishus for Bedikas Chametz? On the one hand, is it the owner of the chametz? He's chai Bedika not because he owns the chametz. Because he owns the chametz, that makes him the baal of the rishus for Bedika. Because what are you trying to get rid of from the property? Or what are you trying to, you know, safeguard the baal harishus from? Chametz. But the owner of the chametz is the maskir. So it's not that chamira didei is a factor directly in Bedika. Chamira didei is a factor in determining whether the maskir or the socher is the proper owner of the rishus for Bedika. Just like the Gemara in Bab Metzia, the Mishnah and the Gemara, was trying to figure out, well, for a Maisa Uman, the masker's the owner. For a maisa tashmishim, the socher's the owner. How will this help us? Tremendously. Because what was one of our biggest problems? Number one, we said, let's take all of our problems now. One was, what, the Gemara thinks it's so pashut that the socher is the owner of the rishus? Not so simple. The Gemara of Arizara doesn't seem to say so. Okay, the Gemara Bamitsiya Nunvav says so. But it's not simple. We'll see in a moment the Gemara Pesachim. I don't think we read it last time. On Vav Amud Aleph, with regard to Bal Yiroah, seems to say that the Socher, but it's not so pashut in that Gemara either. See in a moment. So how come the Gemara just is oblivious to the Masker being the potential Bal HaRishus? But according to what I'm suggesting, they're not oblivious to it at all. That's exactly what the Safek is. They're only quoting Chamira Didei as a way of saying, and therefore, Legabe Bedika, he's the Bala Rishus. It's a way of making him the Bala Rishus. It's not even the Chamira Didei per se. Second problem, right? The Gemara tries to prove it from Mezuzah. The Gemara says, you see from Mezuzah that the Socher is the proper address. That's not a very good proof, according to the laws of logic, because the Socher only, I'm sorry, the Mezuzah only depends on being in the Havamina, a Chovas Habayis. There's no equivalent to Chamira Didei. But if even Bedika depends on who is the owner of the bias, and Chamira Didei is only a factor that makes the Maskir a Balabayas candidate, then we can go back to the Mezuzah. We can say, well, in Mezuzah, there's a clash between Maskir and Socher on Chovas Habayis, and Socher seems to win it. Let him win it here too. Okay, so these end up being largely solved if you take this perspective that the discussion in the Gemara, even Chamira Didei, is about Masker and so on. Now, a little bit to see some of this, some of it, not all of it, you have to look at a couple of Mefarshim. So let me just do that, and then we'll also see some different ways to read the Gemara. Before I do that, let me just take one more Gemara just about Masker and Socher, which I didn't read last time, I don't think. And that is the Gemara in Vav Amud Aleph. Just to show you that when it comes to Bal Yiroah, it's complicated as well. The Gemara in Vav Amud Aleph, it's also in the sheets on page 2, says the following. Tan Rabbanan, maybe we read last time, I don't think we did. Tan Rabbanan, it's the two dots, it's about one quarter of the way down the page. And Vav Amud Aleph. Tan Rabbanan, Nachri Shenichnas L'Chatzer Rosh Yisrael, Uvetzeka Biyado. A non-Jew walks into a Jewish home, courtyard, whatever, and he has his chametz with him. Ein Zakuk Levayer. That's not the Jew's problem. It's not his obligation to do bir chametz on that. Hifkidu Eitz Etzlo, but if he took responsibility for the Nachri's chametz, right? He was a shomer, and therefore he had a chrayas on that chametz. Then Zakuk Levayer, then it's his obligation. He would be the one facing charges of Bal Yiroah, right? That's a Jew, because he is the shomer. We'll get back to that, you know, later on. And the shomer would be Chay Bal Yiroah, and therefore it's his obligation. What about Yichad Labayis? Let's say a non-Jew comes into your possession and you give him Schirus Makom. You give him a closet to put his chametz. What happens then? So the Gemara says, Ein Zakuk Levayer, Shenemar Lo Yimotzei. Says the Gemara, Maika Amar. What is this last line? Amar Papa, Areshakai, Achi Kamar. If Gidu Eitzel Zakuk Levayer, Shenemar Lo Yimotzei. The Lo Yimotzei goes on the situation where the Jew takes responsibility for the non-Jew's chametz. And therefore, right, he has the obligation to get rid of it, because the Torah says, lo yimatze means even if you don't own it, but you're, you know, have a chrayus on it, that's also not. Ravashi Omar, no, it's not what it means. Lo lamaseifa koi, it's in the Yichud Labayis case. What's a Yichud Labayis case? He rents his closet. We do this when we do Mechiras Chametz, right? To the non-Jew. Balchi Kamar. Yichud Labayis ain zoku klavayar. When it comes to Yichud Bayis renting, letting the non-Jew keep chametz in your home in a rented closet, ain zoku klavayar. It's not a problem. You don't violate. Why? Shenemar lo yimatzei bevatechem. Baha rather, lavdi dehu, denochri ki kama'ayel lebeisei, denafshe kama'ayel. Right? The non-Jew's putting it in his own, what do you mean his own? He's a socher. He's putting it in your property. Says the Gemara, remember the Schirus Kanya? Are you saying that Schirus is Kone, meaning the non-Jew who's the Socher, it's his property and therefore it's not a Bayroi problem? Hatnan, Afamakum Shomer Lahaskil on the base. Dira Amru, Shemachnis and the Tocha Avadazara, quotes this Gemara in Avadazara that we read last week. That's in our Mar Makomos, right? The Gemara Avadazara, Tezvavam and Aleph, which says, you can't let a non-Jew bring Avodah Zarah into the rented home, into the home that you rented him. It says, Viso Kadaito to Schirus Kanya, if a non-Jew Schirus makes him the owner, Ki Kamayo Lebeise Dinafshe Kamayo. Why do we care? Says the Gemara, Shaini Hacha, Ta Afkar Achmana Balashan Lo Yimatze. Misha Mote Biyadcha, Yatzezesh Eine Mote Biyadcha. So without going into more into this Gemara right now, clearly this Gemara is again joining the same complicated debate. Who is the real owner of the Rishas? The Maskir or the Socher? And what the Gemara here is saying, which is very fascinating, is that even if generally we're predisposed to thinking that the Maskir is the real owner, when it comes to Lo Yimatze, it's the Socher. Maybe that's a little bit kind of what the Gemara was saying on Dalet Amud Aleph. Some of the Rishonim, some of the Achronim on Dalet Amud Aleph quote this Gemara of Amud Aleph because they're troubled. What do you mean the Maskir is the owner of the Chametz and the Socher is the owner of the Rishos? You're assuming that the Socher owns the property more than the Maskir, and that's not simple at all. So some of them say, yeah, but for regarding Balyura, it's simple. Quoting this Gemara. However, it's not so simple. Number one, our Gemara is about Bedika. This Gemara is about Balyura. Those might be two different things. Also, we're not even sure what the Maskana of this Gemara is. Maybe the Gemara here is saying that in order to be chayiv, you know, you have to, any ownership of a non-Jew, even a little bit, schiros, is enough. That doesn't mean the masker is an owner, maybe he's just not the exclusive owner. There are a lot of things you can say. I don't want to get into it now, we'll get to it, back to it when we get to Vav Amidah. But it supports kind of the perspective which I'm suggesting, which is that the whole dialectic of Masker Socher is much more complicated, even vis-a-vis Chametz, at least Bayra, possibly Bedika as well.
How does Yichid Lo Bayis translate into Schivus?
Yichid Lo Bayis means that's how the Rishonim understand it.
Rashi doesn't say that.
I'm sorry?
Rashi doesn't say that. He says, Lo kibu lo veloma lehawe abayis lefanecho hanach. It doesn't mean that he's taking a rental.
Well, the Gemara says that it's rental.
What does it say? It says it's a rental. Yichud lo bayis. What does it say? It's a rental.
Because the continuation of the Gemara wants to know. Well, why are you?
Yeah, sure. So that's what I'm asking. How does the Gemara know it's a rental situation?
That's No. Rashi is discussing the question whether there's Kabbalah Sachrayas or not in that case. Lo kiblo alav el omer le'rebayis lefanecha. Rashi doesn't tell you one way or another what it is that yichad labayis mean. It's either she'ela smakom or schira smakom. It doesn't really make a difference, but because we normally treat them the same. But from the continuation of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, "What schiras is kanya? What are you talking about?" And then the Gemara says, "Lo yimate." It's clear that the Gemara understands that yichad labayis is she'elas or schiras makom.
And one other question: He pino etzlo zokik levaya. What kind of shomer is he? Is he if he's got to destroy the guy's property?
We'll get to that. That's the biggest shlichus in the world. I understand. But that's an issue in general when we talk about Shomrim and Bedikas Chametz. What's he going to do? But we'll get to that.
Okay.
That's starting from the Gemara and Heywood base here. That's the famous Gemara. We'll get to that. Okay. Let me talk about Rashi and Tosfos for a minute or two. And the Meiri. Just to, support this a little more and also to show you different shitos, or some of the different shitos half support what I'm saying, but they don't fully support. Okay, so first of all, Rashi was troubled. The whole Gemara here is about Bedikas Chametz, right? The Gemara wants to know Maskir or Socher, Chamir Didei or Rishusa Didei, right? It's a little tamua. What happened to Bal Yiroah? Bedikas Chametz, that's at least according to Moses, Dindrabanan, right? But Bal Yiroah is always Doraisa. Why doesn't the Gemara ask the question? Is it because it's Pashut to the Gemara that depends on Chamira Didei? Well, that would work out very well according to my suggested Pshat in the Gemara. Either way, this is an interesting question. What is the story? You could either ask, is the Gemara talking about this and it's just not clear? Or you can just ask the question separately. Well, what do you have the same scenario, Masker and Socher, with regard to Bal Yiroah? So Rashi here, look at Rashi Divrei Maskil, Chovas Ador, it's also in the Mar Makomos, by the way. Page one. Okay, first Rashi. Lefishu mishamraso k'siv beisacha piascha nichnas v'yotzeba. Aval hacha bedikas chametz d'rabanan. Remember that Rashi and Abesam and Aleph or lar basar botkinis chametz or aner. Rashi said the bedikas chametz was Bal Yiroah. Here Rashi sings a different tune, but Rashi explains why. Here he says, we're talking about Bedikas Chametz Drabanan. This is Rashi's way of saying, of asking the question that I just mentioned. How come the Gemara is not speaking about Bal Yiroah? So Rashi says, because there's Bittul in this case. So the problem of Bal Yiroah is taken care of. Dimi Shum Bal Yiroah, who Bal Yimatzeh, Amela Kaman, Sagile Bittul Bialma. And what is Bittul? Rashi gives you a little bit of a heads up. This is the famous sheet of Rashi and Dalet Amud Beis, which we're going to speak about much more extensively. But he already alludes to it here. E mesiach daito minei umashvela ka'afra. Bittul, according to Rashi, we'll discuss that in Dalet Amud Beis, means Bittul b'lev. He says, he treats it attitudinally as if the chametz was afar. The Omar, when he proclaims kol chamira de bebesa de hadein, etc. Ka'afra da'ara. That's bittul. But once Rashi says it's bittul, so then there's no Bal Yiroah. So the bedika is only drabanan. For rabanan hu da'atzuch bedika, you still need bedika. V'hashter ki agapnu mi boy Torah kazeh al mi mutal. So, by the way, this answers the question from before, which was, didn't Rashi say in Beis Amud Aleph that Bedika is Midin Bal Yiroah? Shouldn't that certainly be Al Amaskir? The answer is Rashi himself answers the question by saying, Bedika here is where there is Bittul. This is the Bedika Darabanan, not Bedika Daraisa. Okay. However, there's still a very fascinating lacuna in Rashi, meaning something's missing. He doesn't tell us explicitly who would violate by Rabbi Matze if there was no Bittel, the Masker or the Socher. So interestingly enough, the Gra earlier, the Magen Avraham and the Gra, both say that the Socher would violate Bal Yirah, according to Rashi. And the suffix is, when it comes to Bedika, ala Masker, ala Socher. That's very mechudash. But that's what they think. That's what they think. They think that who owns the Rishus, or the person in the Rishus, has a big role to play, more dominant than the owner of the chametz on Bal Yirah. We'll get back to this. However, the simple pshat in Rashi is that regarding Bal Yirah, it depends on Chamir Didei, which would depend on the maskir. And this is the view of the Rashash and the Marshal. However, even the Marshal and the Rashash have interesting things to say relevant to everything we've been discussing when they say this. So look, for example, on the second page. You see where it says, Chochma Shlomo? What line is that? Chochma Shlomo?
Number one.
Number one?
One, page two, line one.
How could that be?
I don't know.
No, I'm just saying, that's what I have in mind. Usually, when Zev does it, it's like, you know, it's so aesthetic. It's usually, you know, spaced out that more. Okay. For me, it's also one. Okay. Look at this. He quotes Rashi, Dibramatsu Chavis Hadar, says the Marshal. Listen to this. Pirish. And at stake was what? Bal Yiroha. Here's the drumbeat. Imkain Havamrinon Bivadai Alamaskir Humutal. Why? Why would you think? Sharei Chamira Didei, right? Because it's his chametz. Not what the Marshal says. Sharei Besohu. Wow. The Marshal for Rashi says, if you were talking about Bayra, it would be Alamaskir. Okay, that part I think is the more obvious shita. But not because he's the main owner of the house. I would thought because he's the owner of the chametz. But what do you see from the Marshal? Number one, that it isn't so pashut that the socher is the owner of the house. And number two, that even a Bal Yiroa depends on the house. Right? Two chidushim. Now look at the Rashash. The next piece. Nearly kavanaso, quotes Rashi, the e have a midaraisa shaloyabra by Rabbi Matze, Badayachala Maskir. Same conclusion, but listen to the reasoning now. Mipnesha huha over, kiva the chamira didei. That's what we really, really thought. He's the owner of the chametz. That should be koveya for Bal Yirah. But then he says, ayin barush. So Simon Dalet or Bachronim. What is the Rush? If you look in Simon Dalet, the Rush quotes different views in the Gaonim and the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Gaonim, his own view. Let's say you have we're going to discuss this more fully. Mafkid and Nifkad. Shomer. Not a guy. Forget about it. Two Jews. Reuven asks Shimon to take responsibility for his chametz. There's a debate in the Rishonim. Who violates the Bal Yiroa? Reuven or Shimon? The owner or the person who is achra'i for, the shomer. So the Rashash was trying to say was, even you might think that maskir and socher is like a regular mafkid and nifkad. So it's not so obvious that it's the maskir. Maybe the socher should be chayav for bal yiroah. According to the Rishonim, we think that the nifkad is. He says, but there's a big difference. The socher was never mekabel achrayas on the chametz. He's living in the property. He rented the apartment. He never took achrayas on the ben. The machlokas gaonim, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rush, it's an important machlokas. It tests a lot of the issues that we're talking about. Namely, ownership of the rishus, both, either. How does it work? What's bal yiroah dependent on? It tests it. But at the end of the day, at least there's achrayas on the ben. There's the ownership of the ben, there's achrayas on the ben. But maskir and socher is all about the venue. The pashtus, the maskir is the owner, and the socher has no relationship with the chametz. Doesn't even know it's there. So that's what the Rosh Hashanah says. That's very interesting. But then let's continue. But then he adds, the gama bias ikaro shalmaskir. Like the marshal. Even though earlier he said that the reason that the maskir would be chayv bar rabbi matze is because what? The chamir didei, because he's the owner of the chametz. Now he adds, number one, the socher didn't mekabel achrayas on the be'en. And number two, the masker isn't just the owner of the chametz. He's also the real owner of the property. The marshal thought that that's what Rashi meant, and that's the reason, the main reason why he would be chayiv. The Rashash throws it in as an afterthought, but it's still there. Both of them think that the masker, more than the socher, is ikar. Even though the Gemara says, on Vav Amud Aleph, that Lo Yimatze establishes the equivalent of Schiras Kanya, at least in the Yichud Lo Bias case for the non-Jew. Wow. Very impressive. So what comes out is, number one, who would be Chayv by Rabbi Yimatze Daraisa? The Masker of the Socher. What comes out is, according to the Magen Avraham and the Gra, for Rashi, Socher. According to the Rashash and the Marshal, Maskir. But even within that, the Marshal thinks the Maskir because he's the real owner of the Rishus. The Rashash thinks mostly because he's the real owner of the chametz, also because he's the real owner of the rishos. A range of shitos. Very interesting. What about Tosis? How do they interpret the sugya? So let's look at our Tosis, either on page one in the sheets or on the side of the Gemara and Dalet Amud Aleph. Tosis, remember, should have the following problem. And it's more explicit in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, actually, on the spot. What does Tosfos hold? The following. Remember that Tosfos said on Beis Amud Aleph that Bedikas Chametz is only Drabanan, and it's Shema Yimotzei Chametz V'yochal. Right? So wouldn't you think that according to Tosfos, it would be more logical that the socher would always be the one to have the chiyuv bedikas chametz? He's the one who's in jeopardy. On Pesach, he's going to live in the house. Masker's not living in the house. He's not finding chametz. Correct? So it's interesting that Tosa says the following. Alamaskar lives up to Chamir Didehu. In the Farish Atam, Kibin the Shalohu, the inner Lim Yachal of Vatel. Tosa says, maybe you'll think that the reason that the maskir is obligated is because since it's his chametz and he violates Ba Yiroah, he should be the one, right? He should be the one, you know, to do the bittul and therefore to do the bidika, which is the simple way we read the Gemara. He said, well, if that were the case, the im kain, am I not maskir l'chaver b'yadalad? I feel the Yid Gimli is chayv a maskir, may high tama livdok. Very interesting point. Tulsa says, our Gemara's case is what? Ruvain rented his home to Shimon on Yudalad Nisan. And the question is, who has a chiv bedika? The owner of the chametz or the owner of the house? That's how the Gemara puts it. But if the question is really that the owner of the chametz is liable because only he can do bittul because it's his chametz, it's a strange way Tosas formulates it. Tosas, only he can do bittul. We're not saying only he is chayev bal yirah. Okay, either way, who says we're talking about bittul? We're talking about bedika. It's strange. Either way, Tosas is making a good point, which is why is this case limited to a masker and a sochar and yom yadalid? Let's say the masker rented the property a week before. If the problem is that only the mask, only the owner of the chametz can do bittul, or only the owner of the chametz is chayiv bal yirah, or bal yirah is the basis for the chiyuv bedika, then who cares? Why does it have to be dafka yadalid? Even if the rental took place, you know, a month before or a day before, it would be the same thing. He's still the owner of the chametz. He's still the only one who could do bittul. So cannot be, says Tosas, that the problem, the safek in the Gemara, revolves around the inability of the socher to do bittul. That would be even before Yadalid. What then must it be? Says Tosas, l'chein mefarish ri, the chamira didehu, the chalal of chiv bedika sha'achas, kodem shehiskira. He is the balachametz, and therefore the problem is that since the chiv bedikas chametz was devolved upon him at some point on Yudalid, he can't get rid of it. In other words, if he sold the property, if he rented the property on Yud Gimel, he would still be the owner of the chametz, but he never would have been subject to the chiyuv bedika. Chiyuv bedika never would have been imposed upon him. And what we're talking about here is bedikas chametz. And I would add for Tosas and Shema Yireh, the Shema Yochal. But if he was already obligated, because he was also the owner of the property in the beginning of Yadalid, then that chiyuv doesn't go away. Even if the reasoning behind Bedikas Chametz, says Tosas, is Shema Yireh v'Shema Yochal, it's still translated into a formal chiyuv bedika. And that chiyuv bedika doesn't transfer once it starts. That's the suffix of the Gemara. That's what the Gemara wanted to prove. They wanted to, if you have a chovas abayis, in a way, Tosa's not saying exactly the way I suggested to read the Gemara, but there's a parallel to what Tosa's is saying and what I'm saying. Tosa's saying the chiyuv, I'm sorry, chamira didei is just a way of establishing that the chovas abayis began with the maskir. And therefore, he might not be able to shirk his responsibility. That's the raya from mezuzah. That's what Tosa says about mezuzah. One more time. L'chem efarishri. Chamira didehu. Therefore, chalal of chiyu b'dika sha'achas kodim shiskira. Since it says chametz, it says chiyu b'dika. And once the chiyu b'dika starts, maybe it's not transferable. Umay sirayim imezuzah. Ava b'dichal chiyu kodim shiskir. Ala socher lasos mezuzah. The Gemara thought it was a chovis abayis mezuzah. So who originally had the chiyuv to put up a mezuzah? The maskir. So why is it once he rents it, he had that chiyuv? Why? How does it transfer to the socher? You see that the socher takes over the chovis abayis obligation. So you should take over the chovis abayis bedikas chametz obligation too. That's when the Gemara says, the dachi de mezuzah chovis hadarhu. Klomar, in other words, afidaloya maskira, hayachali pater mi mezuzah. If the maskir owned the property but never lived there, he doesn't have to put up a mezuzah. He's not only exempt from the mezuzah because there's now a socher. He's exempt from the mezuzah because he wasn't living there. It's not a chovas abayis, it's a chovas ador. Lo yador mishtamish babayis. Avagabe chametz, ilo la yaskir la acher, yitztarech livdo, because it's his chametz, so it's his chiyu bedika. Once it's his chiyuv bedika, he can't transfer it, even though it's his chametz, onto someone else. So what comes out of Tosas? It's more explicit than Tosas Ben Parrots. Really, chiyuv bedika is a chiyuv on the bias and the person who lives in the bias, because he makes sense according to Tosas, based on it all. He's the one endangered by Shemi Yimatzei Chametz Apozach HaPasach V'Yochal. Hi, so what's this Gemara even talking about? Of course it's the socher, not the maskir. No, because the maskir was the balabayas, and he did have the chiyuv. It's not clear once the chiyuv starts that the socher assumes it. And by the way, according to this reasoning, the maskana of the Gemara is better in a way. Well, we'll see what has other problems, and that is, well, it depends whether the Mesira Samavteach was at the beginning of the Bedika or after the Chiyuv Bedika already began. The beginning of Yadalit or once Yadalit had already started. Okay? So that is the view of, so we've talked a little bit about Rashi and now about Tosas. The Meiri has two very different perspectives on this whole subject. Look at the Meiri on page 1. Well, the first thing the Meiri says is very radical in one way. Remember we said, who's Chayiv Ba'yirah? It should be the maskir. It's his chametz. Okay, we saw that isn't so simple. Right? We'll see again that it isn't so simple. But let's assume it is probably the default logical view. So if you're talking about Ba'yirah, and not just Bedika, what's the suffix of the Gemara? It should be Alamaskir. Says the Meiri, and we'll see in a minute that the Ravid says something similar in a different about Mesiras HaMafteach. And Rabbeinu Manoach says something like this, and the Magen Avram says something like this. Kol Sheh Bedika Ala Socher, if the Bedika is on the Socher, even though the Chametz belongs to the Maskir, Yirasha socher mevatel. This is totally against Tosas. Right? Tosas says, only the masker can be mevatel. It's his chametz. Miri says, no. If the bedika is mutal ala socher, the socher can also do the bitl. How can he be mevatel chametz that isn't his? Ava bishen ishalo, shesosam shtam advarim, Shamaskir hiknolo agabeso. There's like an implicit sale of the chametz or whatever chametz is left in the house with the house when the maskir leaves. The Ravid calls it hefker. Magen Avraham calls it hefker. Very big chiddush. So then the issue is, you know, ala maskir de chamira didei originally. or al socher da achshav chamira didei. This is almost the opposite, parallel opposite of what I suggested how to read the Gemara. I was suggesting in reading the Gemara that the Bala Chametz is the Bala Bayis Legabe Bedika. But it's a din in Bala Bayis. The Meiri is saying, for practical reasons, and not only the Meiri, some of the other Chachmei Provence as well, that really what's going on is that the Bala Chametz changes by virtue of the fact that he's the Bala Bayis. If he's living in the house and the presence of chametz is going to be connected to him, then he also becomes the owner of the chametz implicitly as well. Very shocking. That's one view in the Meiri. B'yesh omrim, shebezu ala maskir levatel, not true, that only the maskir can be levatel. They nearly says, I don't agree with this. If he can do beer, he can do bitl. Here's the key. The kol shalo bitlo, lo ze ve lo ze, yearly she'en echad mehem over b'bal yiroa, b'bal yimotze. Ze lefi she'en shalo ve ze lefi she'en b'reshuso. Wow. She'ilu haya echad mehem over lo yamakom l'she'ela zu she'bevade ala over haya livdok el she'en echad mehem b'lav ze. A remarkable view, but a view which is found in Maram Chalava, in Rabbeinu David, in a bunch of Meiri, as we are seeing. The Meiri is saying, basically, or suggesting a view, that when you have one person who is the Bala Chametz and a different person who's the Bala Bayis, till now we've been trying to figure out who's Chayiv Bedika, who's Chayiv Bal Yirah. Right? The Meiri, the Chachmei Provence view is that neither of them are Chayiv Bal Yirah. Meaning, in order to be Chayiv Bal Yirah, you have to be the Bala Bayis and the Bala Chametz. But that doesn't mean that you don't have a Chiyuv Bior. It's also fascinating. The Chiyuv of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzeh requires that you be owner of the chametz and owner of the rishos, both.
Since when?
But the chi of biur, tashbisu, right? That may be limited to the balabayas. Splitting those two things up is not a davar pashut at all. But this is an important view. Let me just continue for a second, and then I'll take the questions. Hu she'omer b'mechilta b'parshas hachodesh. Yotza chemtzo shel Yisrael, birshus nachri. Let's say you have a Jew who has chametz, who deposits it, right, legally, in the rishus of the nachri. Ava b'shiyachal avaro, he may be obligated to do bir chametz, and he certainly could. Ho v'eino birshuso, vadai hu adin, it's not just a din in Akh. You might have said, okay, if there is such a din in non-Jew, I mean, if the non-Jew is either the Baal Rishus or the Baal HaChametz Rishus Yisrael, either way there's a Ptur. Maybe that's a special Ptur of Akum, Nachri. Or maybe Gaboa and Nachri have a special Ptur. Says the Meiri, no. The heter is a result of the fact that it's not bebailus ubirshus Yisrael, both. Anything less than that, there's no bal yirah. Well, so basically, there's one other interesting sheet of the Meiri. Look on the bottom three lines. L'ktsas gonim or isi shedvarim elu kulam b'stam nemru. of a kosher dia maskil socher in a baduk v'shasaklo gomar schiruso adas kain socher livdok afpalom siroso mafteach. Another sheet that the whole suffix in the Gemara is only in a situation where the socher didn't know, the socher wasn't aware. Anytime the socher is aware, the masker walking away imposes the chiyuv upon the socher. That's also chiddush. Okay, but what ends up being a very interesting exchange is this question of what the relationship is between ownership of the chametz, ownership of the rishus, vis-a-vis who is the bailim on the rishus, legabe bedika and bayiraya, who is the bailim on bayiraya, masker socher, who's the bailim on the of the bias, and also the shita of Chachmei Provence, which is that in order to violate bayiraya, you need to be both the owner of the chametz as well as of the rishus, even though for the biur and the beto, you don't necessarily require both of these elements. Okay? So these are different shitos in how to understand and how to read the Gemara. Before I move on to Maseiros HaMafteach, we begin and try to get through some of that. Are there any questions?
Yes. Why doesn't the Gemara consider whether it's the obligation of both of them jointly? Why does the Gemara pose it as either or? Maybe one has an obligation as a result incident to his ownership.
I'm not hearing you well. Is everybody else not hearing you well also?
Yes, I don't understand that.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think you're it's not lack of clarity. It's lack of internet clarity. So let me try again.
Okay, so why is it posed this question of either or? Maybe they both have an obligation jointly.
Okay, good.
Maybe they both have separate obligations at different times. Or maybe one should be the agent of the other.
Okay, what you're saying is we've been exploring if there are two candidates, which one is obligated in Bayira, which one is obligated in Bedika, which one has the ability to do the Bittah. And we've been going back and forth. Is it the Maskir? Is it the Socher as a Balabayas? Is it the owner of the Chametz? Does the owner of the Chametz implicitly sell the Chametz to the owner of the property? Right? Then we have the Shita of the Chachmei Provence, who say that in order to violate Bayira Bayimatze, you have to have both elements. You have to be the owner of the rishos, and on some level, and the owner of the property. And you're asking, why can't there be a shita that says either one would be chayiv or both are chayiv? Correct? There is such a shita.
Chayiv.
What?
Both should have an obligation.
Yeah. So I think it's a great point. And when we get to Hamid Bais, we'll speak more fully about it. But that is a view of some of the Parshim. There's another shita, you're totally right. The other shita is that instead of saying it's one and trying to figure out which one, instead of figuring out it's you need both, it's either one connects you to the chametz, and maybe both of them are chayiv bayir abayim matzei. You're right. There is such a shita. We'll examine it more on Hamid Bais.
Rav, I have a kasha on the machlokis of Rashi and Tosfos.
Yeah.
It seems to me Tosfos has painted himself into a corner by positing that the driving force is Shema Yireh, Shema Yochal. Where does that come from? It has no logical basis. Rashi's position is based on Bal Yireh, Bal Yimatzeh,
No. Right, but remember that, I mean, Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph was trying to explain that the Gemara says, Habodek Tzar Shivatel, you need Bittol, even if you do Bedika. And the Gemara also says on Dalar Amud Beis that Bittol Be'alma Sagile, and that Bedika, when there's Bittol, is only Drabana. And that's what Rashi himself is admitting here as well. So once you say that with Bittol, Bedika is only Drabana, the question is, what is that Drabana? That's what Tosa says. The drabanan is a gzeira shema yochal.
But where does he arrive at that?
Well, I'm saying, what is this drabbanon? I mean, he tells us on Beis Amid Aleph, tries to bring a raya from Kikar Bishmei Korah. Meaning, let's say there's a piece of chametz and it's not accessible. You can't eat it. So it sounds like there's no din of bedika. He says, why not? Because the whole point of the bedika is shelo yochal. Tosis has some rayas. And Tosis does.
Yeah, the whole have, point isn't shelo yochal. The whole point is shelo yiroeh.
No, not for bedika necessarily. Especially once you do bittul, you've taken care of bal yiroeh. I mean, we'll get to it more in Dalet on Beis. But all I'm saying is, even here, Rashi doesn't say what he says on Beis Amid Aleph. Rashi's whole point here is, I'm not talking about bal yiroeh here. I'm talking about the bedika that's Lekula Alma Durabana.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Now let's talk about, I see our time is up. Let me just raise the question and then we'll finish with this next week and we'll go on to the next Gemara next week. The Gemara's conclusion was that Mesir Samavteach is Kaveya. The question is, what's Mesir Samavteach? What does it do? What does it accomplish? So Rashi explains, that same Rashi, it's a very long Rashi, it has like three parts. Mesiras HaMafteach, who kinyan HaSchirus. Mesiras HaMafteach is a kinyan in the Schirus. Bimad Shalomas HaMafteach nichnas Leil Yudalid, Cholachovus HaBedik HaLamaskir, Shadayin Osir B'Shuso, Afa B'Shemas HaLo B'Yom, Kvar Cholachova Alav. Meaning, the Mesiras HaMafteach is determinative, because it establishes the kinyan schiros. The problem with that is, it seems to be against other Gemaras, other Talmud Bavlis, in Bava Basra and in Bava Kam. And that's what Tosis points out here and elsewhere. Look at Tosis, Dirumasl, Imishamasra Mafteach, Pirsh Rashi. Mesiras HaMafteach is konev ein nira l'ri. Ri says, I don't think this is correct. The Omar b'meruba, Gemara says in Bava Kama, k'shem shakarka niknas b'kesef b'shtar b'chazaka, just as a kinyan, meaning a lasting acquisition, permanent acquisition, can happen, can take place according to the mode of acquisition, kesef shtar and chazaka, Kach schiras karka, so too schiras karka is nikne bekesef, bishtar ubechazaka. Okay, so that's number one. Meaning, schiras has the same kinyanim as mechira. By the way, that's a good, not proof, but a reinforcement of the idea that schiras is mechira liyomei. Not a proof. But, you know, a little bit of evidence. Okay. What's the point of Tosis? If it's true that Mechira and Schirus are the same, then whatever we find is inadequate for Mechira will also be inadequate for Schirus. Right? And the Gemara seems to say about Kinyan, that it doesn't happen. Ella, Kamanda Omar Le Chazeku Kni, Kinamina Bapara. The Gemara says in Bava Kama that if you give somebody keys to a property that you acquire, that he acquires, it's like saying to him, Le Chazeku Kni. It's like you're telling him, I give you permission to go make the Kenyan. But he needs to make the Kenyan. The Mesiras HaMafteach is not itself a kinyan. Okay? Therefore, what do we see? If in kinyanim, Mesiras HaMafteach is inadequate, it's just a way of saying, go make the kinyan, but it isn't a kinyan in its own right, then hu adin b'schiras? That's a simple reading of Tosis. But if that's the case, we're back to square one. Namely, what does Mesiras HaMafteach do for Bedikas Chametz? says Tosas, Mefarish Ri, the Hachas Shemasal Mafteach, Velo Hichzik. We're talking about a case where he wasn't yet Kone the Schirus. He was only Moser Mafteach. But Misha Yesh Biyodo Mafteach, Kishachal Yodalid, Chayiv Livdok, the Oso Shein Biyodo Mafteach, Echi Kones, Biyivdok. If the other fellow doesn't have the keys, right, the maskir, how's he going to do bedika? So if he handed over the keys to the socher, even though the socher is not yet the formal title holder of the schirus, since he has the keys and the maskir is excluded, says Tosis, the socher has to do the bedika. Then he adds, miu, this complicates it, im hifkid adam avteach beso etzel adam acher, eno chayv anifkad lebotko, because you could have gotten the impression from what Tosas just said that in the end of the day, what determines Bedikas Chametz? The pragmatic ability to do it, Mesir Samavteach. So let's say I have a shomer and I give him the keys to watch for the house. But he's not renting the property. He's just watching the keys. Is he chayv to do bedikas chametz in my house because I can't get in and only he can? Says Tosas, no. Only if there are two conditions. Number one, the pragmatic one of Mesiras HaMafteach. And number two, the fact that he is going to end up living in the house. Maybe living in the house on Pesach when there might be chametz, or longer term, hard to know. The Ran has a slightly different view. The Ran says if the socher doesn't have the kinyan, then the fact that he has the mafteach is irrelevant. It's like the nifkad. In the future, he's going to be the socher, but he's not the socher yet. Says the Ran, Mesiras HaMafteach is the opposite case. Let's say the socher was already made the kinyan in the property, but the maskir is still holding on to the keys. The maskir is obligated to do the bedika, because even though the socher is the kinyan schirus, the maskir, says the Ran, has two things. Number one, the ability to do it. And number two, he's still an owner, which of course is very consistent with what we've been talking about before. Not only the socher is the koneh, the maskir also has retained kinyanim. So if he retains kinyanim, says the Ran, and in addition, he controls the keys, then it's his obligation. But the socher, who is the koneh, also a koneh, but without pragmatic ability to do the bedika, is potter. Okay, these are the shitas. So we need to understand a little better Tosas and the Ran. Interesting argument. Whether Mesiras HaMafteach without kinyanim or only with kinyanim helps. But we especially need to understand Rashi's view. How does Rashi answer the questions of Bali Tosas and others, right? How does he explain, you know, how Mesiras HaMafteach will be a kinyan when the Gemara seems to say that all it does is lechazek ukni? So that I want to finish with next time, and then we'll move on to next Gemara as well.